Nice version of the national anthem sung by one of the managers for the Northland Pines squad, Matty Consor. All right, we are just about set to go here. As you heard the wind howling during the national anthem there, that's what the players are going to have to deal with here today. A lot of wind, and it is overcast, but it's so far the rain has held off here. And we are going to get some baseball played. Lumberjacks, as we mentioned, coming off that loss to Rapids the other night. Willie Brand on the mound today. He's got one game on the hill so far this season, as he was the winning pitcher in the victory over Nakusa. That game played down in Mauston a while back. Final was 3-2. Brand pitched five innings in that game with seven strikeouts, four walks. He gave up two hits and two runs. Only one of them was earned. So a decent outing to start for Brand, who's a lefty, of course, and throws a lot of curveballs and junk. And we'll see what he does here this afternoon against this Northland Pines squad. Lumberjacks visiting team. They're in red jerseys with the white pants, red trim. And they will bat here in the top of the first inning. And it will be Jordan Heiding to lead things off against Logan Meyer on the hill for the Northland Pines Eagles. Big, stocky, right-handed batter, or right-handed pitcher, that is, excuse me. Doesn't look like he throws very hard, so we'll have to see what the Lumberjacks can do with him here in the early going. It'll be Heiding to lead things off. Willie Brand will bat second. Then it's Eric Daniel, Ben Schubring, Ian Corbett, Cam Gritzmacher, Bryce Widmark, Sam Romanski, and Luke Strick. Strick is here today. He was gone for Friday's game against Rapids. And so he is back and in the lineup today playing second base and batting ninth. Defensively for Northland Pines and the outfield, Wyatt Klein in left. Dan Peters is in center and George Jackson in right. The infield third to first, Tim Ebert, Blake Mulkentine, Zach Cleaver, and Ryan Brown. The catcher is Tanner Beeman, and the pitcher is Logan Meyer. All right, Piding is just about to step in. He was 0-for-4 in the game with Rapids the other night. Umpires are set, and we're good to go here. Eagle River, blue jerseys, gray pants, red sleeves, red and white trim. This is actually the JV field they're playing on. It's regulation size, though. The varsity field, I'm told, is still too wet to play on. As we mentioned, there's still a lot of snow up here, mounds of snow in the parking lot, some snow in front of the east dugout. The woods, as we drove through the north woods, lots of snow patches all over the place. First pitch to Heiding is in the dirt. It's a ball, 1-0. We're underway. You could have never convinced me a few hours ago that we would be playing baseball today, but we are. Here's the next pitch to Heiding. That's in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. We'll have to hurry to get seven innings in, though, before it gets dark. There are no lights on. The wind and the pitch. That stays high, and it's 2-1 now. Two balls and one strike to Jordan Heiding. Meyer ready to work. The wind and the pitch. And Heiding lines one. Stabbed by the shortstop. He makes the grab. The Eagles play a left-handed shortstop, and he was able to make the grab on that. If he is a right-handed shortstop, there is no way he makes that catch, but he was able to lay out. That is Blake Mulkentine, and made a heck of a play on a line drive by Jordan Heiding, and there's one down here in the first inning. You don't normally see a left-handed shortstop, but boy, that helped him right there on a line drive to his right. Willie Brand is at the plate now, and the first pitch is a strike. It's 0-1. By Meyer and the pitch. Brand takes it low and inside. 1-1 now. Meyer ready to work. Brand, left-handed hitter, stands in. Waggles the bat. Here's the pitch. And he swings and misses a little ahead of that one. And he's in the hole. 1-2. Wind continues to blow hard here. Next pitch to Brand, and he grounds that one to short. Molkin tying up with it. The throw across is in time for the out. Bobbled it for a moment, but he had enough time to throw Brand out for the second out of the inning. So two up, two down for the Lumberjacks, and that'll bring up Eric Daniel, the center fielder. Daniel had a walk in three the other night. Here's the pitch. That's way outside and low, 1-0. We are scheduled to have doubleheader baseball tomorrow. We'll see in the morning and throughout the day what the weather does in central Wisconsin tomorrow. Next pitch bounces in, and it's 2-0 now. Two balls, no strikes to Eric Daniel. Stands way close to the plate in the batter's box. Next pitch, and Daniel swings and hits a fly ball to right field. Playable. Wynn takes it, though, and it goes over the right fielder's head, and he falls down. Daniel's going to round third, and he is going to get to third base. And a play that should have been made out there. The inning should be over, and it looks like the right fielder might have rolled his ankle as he went over to that one. I would imagine this field is in sort of rough condition. He's trying to walk it off, but got a beat on that, and then the wind took it and blew it over his head. So a windblown triple for Eric Daniel, and the Lumberjacks have a runner on third with two outs for Ben Schubring, the designated hitter. Right fielder for Eagle River, George Jackson, still trying to walk that one off. And they're going to call time, and they may have to replace Jackson out in right field. He can't run. He's going to limp into the dugout, and the Eagles are going to have to make a change here in the first inning. So it looks like a sprained ankle or sometime twisted his ankle out there, maybe stumbling in a hole. I mean, obviously this outfield is still not in prime shape, but it looked like he stumbled. The ball blew back on him a little deeper than he thought it was going to go, and as he stepped back, then he went down, and there will be a change here. It's going to be, the second baseman moved. We've got a new second baseman, so we'll watch for that change in the batting order when Pines comes up to hit. So Schubring will try to deliver Daniel here, getting a chance to bat with two outs and the runner at third. Jackson was being DH'd for Hunter Cather, and I'm wondering if he came into the game, and he may be the player who came in at second base. Looks like they moved the second baseman, Zach Cleaver, out to right field, and the new player is in at second. So Ben Schubring will get a chance to swing here. Schubring had a hit and a walk in three trips against Rapids the other night. He was picked off second base in that game, something I'm sure he doesn't want to be reminded of. All right, Meyer ready to work to Schubring. Daniel with a short lead at third. Now he gets off farther. Here's the pitch way high, ball one. Windy day, so any fly ball or pop-up, you got to run out hard because you don't know what's going to happen. It's going to be an adventure for both teams trying to catch fly balls and pop-ups again today. We've had nothing but wind so far this spring. Next pitch is high again, 2-0 now to Ben Schubring. This is the pitch he wants to hit here. Get a good pitch and rip it. As you know, Meyer doesn't want to go 3-0. He'll try to come in here, I would think, although we do have first base open. The wind and the pitch. Schubring takes that one, and it's a strike right down the middle, and it's 2-1 now. Meyer gets the sign he wants, and he's ready to work. Here it comes. Schubring swings and misses, and the count now even 2-2. He was ahead of that one. Two balls, two strikes to Ben Schubring. We're in the top of the first, no score. Lumberjacks with a two outs. A wind by Meyer and the pitch. And he swings and misses again. Went after a high one, didn't get it, and the inning is over. So Meyer works out of it. And the Lumberjacks come up empty here in the top of the first inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left And the score after a half inning, East nothing and Northland Pines coming up. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Where you bank does make a difference, a big difference. Cloverbelt Credit Union is celebrating being voted the best credit union for the third consecutive year in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. People know Cloverbelt for great rates, for great service, and for big difference benefits like free checking and a free check card that comes with rewards and benefits. You earn rewards points that are redeemable for all sorts of cool stuff just for using your CCU check card. Love that word, free? Right now, Cloverbelt is offering a special bonus. Finance any loan at CCU, and you'll receive a free voucher that admits up to four people to Mount Olympus Water Park in Wisconsin. How cool is that? Cloverbelt Credit Union is big on financing fun. Whatever you need to finance, CCU has the best rates, and for a limited time, a free voucher that admits up to four people to free Mount Olympus Water Park with any CCU loan. Details online at ccuwausau.com or call 715-842-5693. Cloverbelt Credit Union, where you bank does make a difference.
We are Fox Sports!
Tom King back here at Northland Pines. It has started to rain a bit. And not only rain, it is actually sleeting, or miniature hail if you prefer. Very tiny drops of ice falling with the rain. Lumberjacks are out on the field getting set for the bottom of the first inning. Willie Brand taking his warm-up pitches. But it has followed us and has cooled off enough to turn into miniature ice balls. I mean, very tiny, tiny. Snow, ice, sleet, sneet, whatever you want to call it. That's what's falling right now. But we will play on, at least for the time being. Brand finishing his warm-up tosses. Romanski throws down to second. And we'll get set to go. Rob Govek, the coach of Northland Pines, he was a really good football and baseball player for the Lumberjacks back in the mid-90s. From a family of three brothers, and they all played sports at East. His brother Ryan, probably the best baseball player of the bunch, and he blew his arm out at a tryout camp. Boy, he could throw hard, though, back in the day. Rob Govek, a power-hitting third baseman for the Lumberjacks. All right, Willie Brand. And the pitch. Strike on the inside corner. To the leadoff man, Zach Cleaver. Cleaver actually jumped his front leg out of the way of that one, but it caught the corner, according to the home plate umpire. 1-1. Brand ready to work. It's a long look in. Now time called at the plate. Defensively for the Lumberjacks in the outfield, Brennan Becker in left, Eric Daniel in center, and Cam Gritzmacher in right. Next pitch is a curveball, and it's grounded foul down the third base side. And Brand quickly ahead of your 0-2. The infield third to first, Bryce Widmark, Jordan Heiding, Luke Strick, and Ian Corbett, and Sam Romanski behind the plate. Nothing in two to Zach Cleaver, the Pines second baseman. Brand ready to work, and here it comes. Fastball checks. Didn't have to. It's a called strike three, and Cleaver is gone for the first down of the inning. Three pitches, three strikes, and one out here in the first, and that'll bring up Blake Mulkentine, the shortstop. Mulkentine, I guess is how you pronounce it. He made a nice stab on a line drive by Jordan Heiding in the top of this inning, and he's a left-handed batter as well as a left-handed thrower, and he will face Brand here with one out and nobody on. Willie ready to work. Here it comes. Curveball down low, ball one. Nothing in one. And the pitch. Swung on and missed. A big cut, and he didn't get it. And it's 1-1. One ball and one strike. Brand ready. Here it comes. Another curveball bounces low in front of the plate. Two balls and one strike now. to Blake Mulkin team. You can hear the wind rattling the windows here in the press box. Next pitch, that's high. 3-1 now. One thing you don't want to do on a day like this is walk a lot of batters. Your infield, outfield are going to get cold standing around. They want to keep moving here. The 3-1 pitch. Swung on, foul back to the screen, and the count now full, 3-2. Three balls and two strikes to the Northland Pines shortstop, Blake Mulkentine. And the pitch. Swung on and missed. He struck him out. And there are two gone here. Went with the fastball there, and he got him. And with two down and nobody on, the third baseman, Tim Ebert, will come to the plate. Ebert stands in, right-handed hitter. Brand ready, here it comes. There's a strike at the letters, and it's 0-1. Brand works out of the stretch, even with nobody on base. Looks in, gets the sign he wants. And here it comes. Fastball swung on and missed. And Brand ahead, 0-2. Nothing in two to Ebert. Brandt fires, and that is swung on and missed. It gets out the side here to begin the game. Northland Pines goes quietly here in the first. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. Score after one complete. East nothing, Pines nothing. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Honey, how about a long walk tonight?
Our team has a lot of fans, and together, our victories have changed their lives.
Hey, Dad, beat you to the corner.
At Bone and Joint Center, we have nearly 20 top-performing providers skilled in every area of orthopedic care, so you always have a full team of specialists on your side, and no referral is needed. Bone and Joint Center, welcome to the pros. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters and they'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest-running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit EasyLivingManagement.com.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at Eagle River. And a reminder once again about everythinglumberjacks.com. If you're at a game, post your photos to everythinglumberjacks.com. Hashtag Wausau East. If you're not, you can go there to hear the play-by-play podcasts and see game photos and all kinds of other blogs related to the Lumberjacks and Lumberjack sports. It's everythinglumberjacks.com. Check it out. We've got a link at our website, foxsportswausau.com. Also, Lumberjack Baseball is brought to you in part by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. East will come up here in the second inning. It'll be Ian Corbett, Cam Gritzmacher, and Bryce Widmark to face Logan Meyer. Lumberjacks had one base runner in the first inning, a windblown triple from Eric Daniel, and they could not get him in, so we remain scoreless here. So Corbett will lead things off. Corbett had an RBI double in the loss to Wisconsin Rapids the other night. He also walked in that game. Now the home plate umpire is having a conversation with the coaches about something. So Corbett stands in. Right-handed hitter facing the right-handed pitching Logan Meyer. Meyer ready to work, and the pitch. Corbett takes a strike, off-speed pitch, and it's 0-1. Nothing and one to the East first baseman. Ready to work, and the pitch. Breaking ball stays high and inside, 1-1 now. The wind in the 1-1 pitch. High and inside. 2 balls and 1 strike. It looks like the rain and the sleet has stopped, at least for the moment. Looks like it's getting a bit brighter in the west. There's a pitch inside now, and it's 3-1. Still cloudy, still overcast, but it appears the rain has stopped. Corbett looking for something he can drive here, 3-1. Meyer ready to work, and the pitch. Corbett takes a strike, and it's 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. The wind and the payoff pitch. Swings and misses, and Corbett strikes out. That pitch wasn't nearly as good as the 3-1 pitch, and Ian had to chase it there with two strikes. It was close. And there's one down here in the second inning for Cam Gritzmacher, the right fielder. Gritzmacher had a hit in three trips the other night against Wisconsin Rapids. Meyer ready to work the pitch. Breaking ball rides outside, and it's 1-0. The wind and the 1-0 pitch, high, 2-0 now. Lumberjacks are hoping, we're hoping to play their first home game of the year tomorrow night against Stevens Point at Jack Torrizzani Field. Questionable as to whether or not that will be full, I would think would be the word, especially with the weather forecast tomorrow. It's supposed to rain again most of the day. The pitch, there's a ball high again, 3-0 now to Gritzmacher. That pitch looked pretty good. Didn't miss by much. A little bit up. 3-0. The wind and the pitch. Strike. Taking all the way, and now 3-1 to Cam Gritzmacher. And the pitch. And that is lined into center field for a base hit. So Gritzmacher will get on with one out. And that will bring up Bryce Widmark, the third baseman. Gritzmacher with a line drive single at one hop to center fielder. So with one down and a man on, Widmark will stand in. Widmark had a walk, actually scored the only run of the game for East the other night. Now the pitcher Meyer steps off, fakes the throw to first, holds on to the baseball. Widmark digs back in. Sam Romanski on deck. Now Meyer steps off again. They must think that East is going to try something here with one down and a runner at first. It's going to be hard to throw guys out today for catchers with the wind the way it is. The stretch and the pitch. It gets away from the catcher, and that will get Gritzmacher down to second base. He's going to round second and stay where he is. So got to call that one a pass ball. That was off the glove of the catcher, and it wasn't in the dirt, so we'll call that one a pass ball. And Gritzmacher gets in with one down and a 1-0 count on Bryce Widmark. Gritzmacher takes his lead, being held by the second baseman. Here's the pitch. That misses outside, and it's 2-0 now. Two balls and no strikes. Meyer, the stretch, the check, and the pitch. And he swings and drives one into the gap in right center, and that's going to get to the fence. Gritzmacher will score. Widmark is going to get into second base with a stand-up double. He went up and got that one. That was above the letters, and Widmark tomahawked it out to the gap in right center and drives in Gritzmacher, and the Lumberjacks have the lead here, 1-0. Sam Romanski, the catcher, will come to the plate now. Widmark at second with one down. Hermanski batting eighth today and doing the catching. He and Willie Brand have flip-flopped back there at the catcher position. Hermanski has been very good back there, catching and blocking balls for the Lumberjacks. First pitch inside for a ball, and it's 1-0. One ball and no strikes. Hermanski pinch hit the other night against Rapids, got a base hit in the game. Next pitch is popped up. He was way out in front of it in foul ground. The catcher comes over. Can he make the play? No. Hermanski will stay alive as the foul ball over near the Northland Pines dugout on the first base side dropped just as the catcher was trying to get over there. Hermanski out on his front foot that time and fouled it off. One ball, one strike. He looks in. Meyer gets the sign he wants. The stretch, the check of the runner, and the pitch curveball way high. And it's 2-1. We're in the second inning. Lumberjacks leading 1-0 up here at Eagle River. Widmark takes his lead. The stretch by Meyer and the pitch. Romanski's going to ground one to short. Widmark's going to try to come to third. He's going to be out by a mile. Just a bad decision, base running decision on Widmark's part right there. The ball was in front of him to short. He took off without even thinking about it, and he is out. The shortstop to third makes the play for the second out of the inning. And what drives a coach crazy is that gave him that instruction before the pitch to make sure the ball is through on this side of the diamond, and he took off on contact. And we're going to get a courtesy runner for Romanski, who was safe on the fielder's choice at first base. That'll be Adam Peterson, who will run for Romanski here. Now there are two down, runner at first, and Luke's the number nine hitter at the plate. And the pitch. Little number down third base side, but foul. Strick digs in. Somebody's car alarm going off over there. I can see the lights flashing. Hopefully somebody realizes that. Peterson takes his lead at first. Now time called at the plate. Strick steps out. Top of the second inning, 1-0 Lumberjacks here. With a runner at first and two down. Peterson takes his lead. Strick digs in. Meyer. The stretch and the pitch. That's in there for a strike inside corner. 0-2 now. 0-2 to Strick. Let's see if they put something on here, trying to get Peterson down to second base with two outs. He takes his lead. Meyer, the stretch, and the pitch. Peterson stays where he is. A little chopper to short. Fielded. They're going to go to first base. They're going to have to hurry, and they do get Strick by a mod of step to end the inning. Molkentine is a pretty good shortstop, even though he's left-handed playing that position. Strick to end the inning. For the Lumberjacks here in the second, one run on a couple of hits. There were no errors and one left. And the score, after 1.5 innings of play, Lumberjacks 1, Northland Pines nothing. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here. the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
We are Buckhorns!
Tom King back here at North of Pines High School as we go to the bottom of the second inning. Pines has Tanner Beeman, Ryan Brown, and George Jackson, although Jackson was the guy who went out, so there'll be a different hitter there. To face Willie Brand, who struck out the side in the first inning. Lumberjacks able to push across a run in the top of the second and lead it 1-0 here. East Baseball brought to you in part Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, nobody does it better for you than Country Fresh Meats on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Tanner Beeman will stand in for Northern Pines to lead things off here in the second. And Willie Brand ready to work. Fastball rides inside, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. And the pitch. That's driven in the air to left field, and it is going to be caught out there by Brennan Becker for the first out. Beeman hit it well, but Becker ranged over to his right a bit and made the catch for the first out of the inning. One down. And Ryan Brown will come to the plate. I keep wanting to say Ryan Braun. Ryan Brown will stand in. He's the first baseman for Pines. And here it comes. It's fouled, actually swung on and missed, and it's 0-1. You can hear the car alarm still going off in the parking lot. Nobody's quite figured out whose car it is yet. Next pitch by Brent. Swung on and missed. He tied him up with an inside pitch there, and it's 0-2. Nothing in two. And the pitch from Brand. Swung on and missed. Sink to it right there. And Brown is gone for the second out of the inning. So with two down and nobody on, actually it is George Jackson. He was the one. Well, he is in the game now. Aged for and playing right field, so he doesn't look like that. They must have had a change in the lineup. And there's a pitch, and it's a strike. And it's quickly 0-2 on Jackson. They announced Jackson, but I don't think that's not the guy who started in right field and rolled his ankle. Well, I guess we'll call him George Jackson for now. Next pitch from Brand inside, 1-2. First inning on that Eric Daniel triple, the right fielder rolled his ankle and came out of the game. This is not the same guy. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. He went after a high fastball. Didn't get it. And the inning is over. Once again, three up, three down for the Eagles. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left. Score after two complete. Lumberjacks 1, Northland Pines nothing. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group, Claire's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
New boyfriend or just friend, LOL or OMG, call, text, or email.
Mom.
These days, keeping up with your child can be puzzling. But when it comes to straightening your child's smile, you can rest assured that an orthodontist can solve the puzzle. Only orthodontists have an additional 2 to 3 years of education beyond dental school to become specialists in straightening and aligning teeth. So get it right. See the specialist.
DeBorney Orthodontics. Make an appointment today by calling 715-842-5688 or visit DeBorneyOrtho.com.
Fox Sports Radio.
And we're back here at Eagle River as we go to the top third inning, and it will be for the Lumberjacks, Jordan Heiding, Willie Brand, and Eric Daniel to face Logan Meyer here in the third inning. Lumberjacks leading 1-0. He scored on back-to-back hits. Cam Gritzmacher singled, went to second on a pass ball, and then Bryce Widmark with an RBI double to the gap in right center scored the run. All right. Meyer has finished up his warm-up tosses and will get set to go here in the third. Heiding lined out to shortstop his first time up. Willie, five strikeouts in the first six batters he's faced here tonight. Meyer ready to work to Heiding. First pitch outside, ball one. The wind and the pitch. Took something off that one, and it stays upstairs, and it's 2-0. Heiding looking to get on track offensively. And the pitch. He's going to pop this one up on the infield. Second baseman is going to make the catch for the first down of the inning. So with one down, that'll bring up Willie Brand, the pitcher. That second baseman for Northland Pines is the new player that came in the game. He's wearing a warm-up jersey over his regular jersey. About three of the Pines players have hooded sweatshirts or warm-ups on over their regular jerseys here. Brand stands in, and he's going to bat with his jacket on. He tops one off the plate for a foul ball. Apparently they've allowed, because of the weather here today, allow the extra jackets to be worn. So Brand stands in. It's 0-1. It is a brisk one here today. The 0-1 pitch. That stays high and outside. 1-1 now. Just have to be happy that they're actually playing, though, with the weather the way it was on the way up here. Rained most of the way up here. Next pitch, outside, 3-0 now to Brand. Actually, 2-1 the count, 2-1 the count to Brand. That's right, he fouled one off the strike. And the pitch, that's down low and outside, 3-1 now. Brand looking for something to drive here, 3-1. Meyer gets the sign he wants. The wind and the pitch. Brand is going to swing and drive it in the air to center field. Playable out there, and the catch made for the second out of the inning. Dan Peters, that one away. Well hit to deep center, but playable, and there are two down. And that'll bring up Eric Daniel. Daniel with the windblown triple his first time up. Play that should have been made by the right fielder, but the wind took it at the last moment, and then he fell down and twisted his ankle as the ball fell over his head. So Daniel. And the first pitch outside, it's 1-0. Wind continues to blow, and the temperature continues to drop. The wind and the pitch. That's high. Count out 2-0 on Daniel. Meyer ready to work again. And the pitch. Takes that one down low. 3-0. take sign is on here. Daniel taking all the way, and it's ball four upstairs and inside. So Daniel draws a two-out walk here in the third inning, and that'll bring up the DH, Ben Schubring. Schubring struck out his first time up. Daniel takes his lead at first. See if they try to run him here with two down. The stretch, Daniel's taking off. Schubring swings and misses. The throw down is going to be in time. No, they dropped the ball, apparently. The throw was there, but the ball came out, and Daniel will be safe at second base. Good throw, though, by the catcher, Tanner Beeman, as Daniel slid in head first into the glove and possibly knocked the ball out there. So Daniel is safe with the stolen base and now in scoring position for Schubring. In time. Now we get time called as the plate umpire will clean off home plate. East Baseball brought to you in part today by Marshfield Clinic. If you need help with a sports injury, see the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. Daniel takes his lead at second. And the pitch to Schubring in the dirt, blocked nicely on the short hop by Beeman. And the count is 1-1. The stretch and the pitch, high and inside, 2-1 now. The wind has shifted now and is blowing straight into the window I'm looking out of. It was behind. The pitch, that's a high inside breaking ball that stays out of the zone. 3-1 now to the East DH, Ben Schubring. Daniel with the lead. The stretch and the pitch, Schubring takes, and that's ball four outside. And a couple of walks with two outs. Now we've put two men on for Ian Corbett. Corbett struck out his first time up. And now time out as a visit to the mound by one of the Pines coaches. And we can remind you, we are scheduled to have doubleheader Valley Baseball for you tomorrow. The Evergreens scheduled to play Marshfield and the Lumberjacks scheduled to play Spash. Well, it's supposed to rain most of the day tomorrow, so we'll keep you updated throughout the day whether or not either of those games will be played. Lumberjacks scheduled to be back in action on Thursday, taking on the Merrill Blue Jays. The last week of April, the weather should improve next week. Of course, we've been seeing that for a while. So Corbett will stand in here. Two down, runners at first and second for the Lumberjacks. Daniel with his lead at second. Schubring a short lead at first. They're holding him at first base. I don't think they want to do that. Corbett swings at the first pitch and fouls it out of play, and it's 0-1. Really no sense to hold a runner at first when there's a runner in front of him at second. If the Pines coaches see that, they'll move their first baseman behind the runner at first. So Corbett steps, digs back in. It's 0-1. What it does do is open a big hole on the right side for Corbett if he can ground something the other way. Next pitch is high, and it's 1-1. Second baseman is shading Daniel at second to try to hold him there. They're holding the runner at first, so there's a huge hole over on the right side. The stretch hit by Meyer in the pitch, and Corbett a late swing and fouls it out of play again. And it's 1-2 now on the East first baseman. One ball and two strikes. The stretch by Meyer, the check of the runners, and the pitch outside. And it's 2-2. Meyer gets the sign he wants. Pitch to Corbett is driven in the air, but that's playable as well. Actually, in shallow center, now coming in. Wynn took that. He drops the ball. Didn't make the catch. One run is in. Schubring is going to get to third, and Corbett will get to second on a routine fly ball that all of a sudden hit off the glove of the center fielder Peters and dropped in. That'll be an error, and that will allow the Lumberjacks to increase their lead to 2-0. The wind was playing tricks with that one, but it looked like Peters had a bead on it. Instead, it hit off his glove and dropped. Daniel scores. Schubring makes it to third, Corbett to second, and now Cam Gritzmacher will hit with two down and third. There were two quick outs to start this inning, but now the Lumberjacks with a couple of walks and a drop fly ball. Now a pop-up on the infield. Shortstop calling for it. And makes the catch to end the inning. But the Lumberjacks are able to push across an unearned run here in the third. One run on no hits. There was one error and two left in the score after 2.5 innings of play. Now, Lumberjacks 2, Northland Pines nothing. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Where you bank does make a difference, a big difference. Cloverbelt Credit Union is celebrating being voted the best credit union for the third consecutive year in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. People know Cloverbelt for great rates, for great service, and for big difference benefits like free checking and a free check card that comes with rewards and benefits. You earn rewards points that are redeemable for all sorts of cool stuff just for using your CCU check card. Love that word, free? Right now, Cloverbelt is offering a special bonus. Finance any loan at CCU and a voucher that admits up to four people to Mount Olympus Water Park in Wisconsin Dells. How cool is that? Cloverbelt Credit Union is big on financing fun. Whatever you need to finance, CCU has the best rates and for a limited time, a free voucher that admits up to four people to free Mount Olympus Water Park with any CCU loan. Details online at ccuwausau.com or call 715-842-5693. Cloverbelt Credit Union, where you bank does make a difference.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
And we are back here at Northland Pines as we go to the bottom of the third inning. Willie Brand has been cruising right along here. Six up, six down, and he will face the bottom third of the order. Dan, Logan Meyer, and Wyatt Klein for Northland Pines. Brand has five strikeouts against six batters here so far in this one. Lumberjacks lead. And East Baseball is brought to you in part by Glenray Radiators, where quality and service go hand in hand. Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. So Dan Peters, the center fielder, will stand in. Peterson trying to erase the taste of that drop fly ball here with his at-bat. First pitch from Brandt, fastball upstairs, and it's 1-0. Brandt ready to work. Here it comes. Fastball swung on and missed, and it's 1-1 now. One ball, one strike. And the pitch swung on and missed again, 1-2. This is the first home game for Pines. I am told they are 0-3 on the season. Lumberjacks trying to improve to get over 500. They are 3-3. Brand ready. Here it comes. That's foul back and out of play. And the count remains 1-2. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch almost hit him in the foot. He jumped out of the way, and the count goes to 2-2. tell how cold it is. All three of the four East infielders standing with their throwing hand in their back pocket. Now make it four. Brand ready to swung on and missed. He struck him out. One down here in the third inning. Six strikeouts here for Willie Brand. And Logan Meyer, the Northam Pines pitcher, will stand in. Meyer batting for the first time here tonight. And the pitch. Fastball inside and low, and it's 1-0. And the next pitch is popped up, foul ground. Corbett comes over, Romanski goes over, and it's going to drop. Neither one of them can get to it. I don't think Romanski saw it right away, as there was a bit of a delay before he took over toward the Pines dugout on the first base side. Corbett came in, but it falls short of the fence. And the count is now 1-1. Brand looks in. And the pitch. Fastball right down the heart of the plate. 1-2 now. The stretch by Brand and the pitch. Breaking ball just missed. 2-2. We don't have the greatest vantage point from here for balls and strikes, so I'm just guessing. Next pitch is down low. Count now full, 3-2. No one has reached base for Pines as of yet. 7 up, 7 down. And the pitch. High ball 4. He lost him. He was ahead. And Logan Meyer will draw a walk here. We're going to get a courtesy runner for the pitcher, I believe. And we will get a courtesy runner. Wyatt Klein will stand in now to hit here for Pines with one out and a runner at first. Pitch by Brand is swung on and missed, and it's 0-1. Not much of a lead over there. Next pitch is swung on and missed. High fastball, he didn't get it. It's 0-2. The stretch by Brand and the pitch. Strike 3 called at the knees. He took it, and there are two down now in the third inning. And that'll bring up the top of the order, Zach Cleaver, who struck out looking his first time up. Two down runner at first for the Eagles. Seven strikeouts here in the first three innings for Willie Brand. And the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike 1. They've got Cleaver listed at second base, but I think he's moved out to right field now that I think about it. Next pitch in there for a strike again. It's quickly 0-2. Cleaver started at second base, moved out to right field when the starting right fielder, George Jackson, rolled his ankle out there in the first inning. Next pitch from Brand, runner goes, swung on and missed, and the inning is over. So once again, Willie Brand strikes out the side. There was a walk mixed in, but for Northam Pines here in the third, no runs, no hits, no errors, and one left. Score after three complete. Lumberjacks 2, Pines nothing. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, InterCity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. InterCity services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the InterCity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are InterCity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
We are Fox Sports!
And we're back here at Northam Pines High School as we go to the top of the fourth inning. And the Lumberjacks will have Bryce Widmark to lead things off. Sam Romanski and Luke Strick scheduled to hit as well. East Baseball brought to you in part by the law firm of Mallory and Zimmerman, proud supporters of local high school sports. Widmark had an RBI double his first time up. Drove in the first run of the game for the Lumberjacks. Meyer back out there ready to work. The wind in the pitch. And Widmark takes it down low. Ball one. One ball, no strikes to the Lumberjack third baseman. And the pitch. That's in there for a strike inside part of the plate. One and one now. The wind and the pitch. Low and outside, 2-1. Meyer ready to work again. Looks in, gets the sign, the wind and the pitch. Widmark takes that one up, 3-1 now. Widmark's been very patient at the plate this year, taking a lot of good pitches. Let's see if he gets something he can drive here. The 3-1 pitch, check swing on a high pitch. It was ball four, and he fouled it out of play. Count full now on Widmark. And the pitch. That's high and tight, ball four, so he draws the walk anyway to lead off the inning here in the fourth inning, and it will be Sam Romanski now to hit. Romanski bounced into a fielder's choice his first time up. Out, going from second to third on a ground ball to the hole, the shortstop. His only play after he made that was to go to third. Base running mistake, and it cost the Lumberjacks. So Romanski stands in. Widmark takes his lead at first. First pitch, Romanski's going to bunt, drops down a good one down the third baseline. Tough play, they won't get him. Sam Romanski with a bunt single down the third baseline. And the Lumberjacks are in business here with runners on first and second and nobody out. And probably now another bunt situation as Luke Strick will come to the plate. Adam Peterson will come in and run for Romanski. Courtesy runner for the catcher. So now, runners on first and second, nobody out. Strick will stand in. That was a beautiful bunt right down the third baseline on the grass. Pulled to about halfway down to the third baseman before they could field it, and they had no chance to get Romanski. Runners take their leads. Strick stands in. The pitch, he's going to take a strike at the knees on a breaking ball. Looks like somebody missed the sign there. I think that's an obvious bunt situation, and The way Coach Heinrich's looking down at Strick. Luke missed a sign there. Runners take their leads again. Stretch now. He squares to bunt, pulls it back. Ball in the dirt, and it's 1-1. One ball and one strike. Once again, they're holding the runner at first with a runner in front of him, and now Strick stands back in. He'll square to bunt again. This time he gets it down. First base side. The pitcher's going to field it. They'll throw Strick out. At twice is completed as the runners move up. Widmark to third and Peterson to second. Now with one down, the top of the order comes to the plate. Jordan Heiding will stand in. He has lined to short and popped to second. Chance to drive in a pair here for the Lumberjacks with a base hit. Top of the fourth inning, East leading 2-0. And Heiding stands in there. The wind and the pitch. That's high and outside. Ball one. Heiding and Brand to bat here with the runners in scoring position. Meyer working out of the windup here. And here, breaking ball dropped in there nicely. And it's 1-1. One ball and one strike. The wind by Meyer and the pitch. That's lined up the middle. Base hit through the center field. One run is in. Here comes Peterson rounding third. He will score. And Heiding with a base hit will drive in two more. And the Lumberjacks up 4-0. Ground single up the middle for Jordan Heiding and a couple of RBIs. And that'll bring up Willie Brand, the pitcher. Brand is grounded to short and fly to center. Hiding the runner at first with one out. And hiding with his lead, here's the pitch to Brand. He takes, and it's a strike. It's 0-1. Nothing in one to the Lumberjack pitcher. Now a step off and a fake throw to first. Heiding dives back. Heiding jumps off to his lead. And the pitch. Breaking ball. Misses outside. And it's 1-1 here. Heiding takes his lead again. The pitch inside and low, 2-1. Eric Daniel stands on deck for East. Now he gets time called. I think some music started playing through the speakers from the announce crew down there. All right. Brand steps back in. The stretch and the pitch. There goes the runner, and Brand's going to line one to the gap in right center. That might score a run. Here comes Heiding, never slowing down. He's going to score. Willie Brand is going to get to second base with an RBI double. A hit and run worked perfectly as Heiding took off and Brand lashes a double to the gap in right center. And the Lumberjacks leading now by a score of 5-0. And Eric Daniel will. And we're going to get a courtesy runner here for Brand, the pitcher, at second base. And that is going to be Tanner Denke running for Brand at second. Still just one down. Three runs in here in the inning. And Daniel will stand in. Daniel has doubled, make that triple, that windblown triple back in the first inning. And he's also walked and scored. He has a stolen base as well. And an RBI opportunity here. Meyer working out of the stretch. And the pitch. Breaking ball. Dropped in there for a strike. Nothing in one. Pitch. Swung on and missed. He took a mighty hack at a high pitch. Didn't get it. And it's 0-2. Next pitch, breaking ball, just misses. 1-2. Meyer wanted that one, didn't get it. The stretch and the pitch. That's high. 2-2 now. Denke with the stretch and the pitch, and that's grounded foul down the third base side. Daniels fouled it away. Count still 2-2. Lumberjack Baseball brought to you in part by the Bone and Joint Center, comprehensive orthopedic, podiatry, spine, and sports medicine care with clinics in Wausau, Medford, and Merrill, or visit them online at bonejoint.net. Stretch by Meyer, the check of Denke at second. Here's the pitch, fouled out of play, and the count remains 2-2. Long look in. Now Meyer ready, and here it comes. That's high, and the count now full, 3-2. The stretch and the 3-2 pitch. Driven in the air to left field, but playable. And it's going to be caught out there. Denke will stay where he is at second base, and they're now in the fourth inning. And Ben Schubring will come to the plate, the DH. Schubring has struck out and walked in two trips. And he hits here with a man at second and two down. Five nothing Lumberjacks. We're in the top of the fourth inning. And the pitch to Schubring misses inside. It's 1-0. The stretch, a 1-0 pitch, way high. And it's 2-0 now. Schubring digs back in. Meyer ready to work. Here it comes. That's in there for a strike at the letters. And it's 2-1. Lumberjacks, as a whole, take a lot of pitches when they're ahead in the count. 2-0, 3-1. Next pitch. Swung on and missed. And it's now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Tanner Denke, the runner at second, takes his lead. And the pitch. Drops low and outside. The count now full. it's hard to tell what any of these teams are going to be like because the weather has been so crummy. Next pitch is high and inside, got away from the catcher. Shoebring's going to truck down to first with a walk. Denke advances to third. That ball went back to the screen. So it will be a walk and a wild pitch, allowing Denke to get to third. Runners at the corners now with two outs for Ian Corbett. Everybody kind of knows that Spash is going to be very good with all that pitching they have. And they have shown it so far, although they have lost a couple of non-conference games, including splitting a doubleheader this weekend. They beat DeForest and lost to, I want to say Pulaski, but I'm not sure if that's right. I have to look that up. Have dropped two games so far this season, both non-conference variety. He's scheduled to play Spash tomorrow. Runners take their leads. First pitch was a ball. Next pitch is line towards second on the ground. Bobbled, and it's going to be an error, and that's going to allow a run to score. Routine play, and they can't make it, and one more run will come in as Corbett reaches on an error. Shoebring safe at second, and now with two down, runners at first and second for Cam Gritzmacher. The stretch and the pitch. That's a curveball, drops in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. The second time tonight that Northland Pines has not made a routine play to get out of an inning, and it's cost him. Next pitch to Gritzmacher. That's lined into left field for a base hit. Shoebring rounding. He's going to score. Here comes the throw into the infield, and the runners will stay at first and second. So an RBI single for Cam Gritzmacher. And the Lumberjacks have batted around here in the fourth inning. And that will bring up Bryce Widmark for the second time in the inning. Score now 7-0. I think Coach Govek would like Meyer to get out of this inning before making a pitching change. He can warm somebody up between innings. Widmark stands in. First pitch is high and inside. Ball one. But you got to get that third out, and they have failed to do that here a couple of times. The stretch and the pitch. Widmark lays off high again, 2-0. Two balls and no strike. The stretch and the pitch. Widmark takes inside this time, 3-0. The stretch by Meyer, and the pitch 3-0. He gets a green light, fouls it straight back. Took a good hut, good cut, fouled it straight back. And it's 3-1. Widmark pitched the game on Friday night against Wisconsin Rapids. Didn't pitch particularly badly. There were some plays that weren't made again by the Lumberjack defense. He did give up four runs, but just two of them were earned in five innings of work. 3-1 count and the pitch. Strike at the letters might have been a bit high, but the strike called, count full, and the runners will get a head start here with two down. Hines trying to get out of it and get back to the dugout. Cut it off right here. The stretch and the pitch. Swung on and missed. He chased a high one. Chase ball four, and the inning is over. So Widmark strikes out to end the inning. For the Lumberjacks, though, in the fourth, five runs on five hits. There was one error and two left. And the score after 3.5 innings of play now, it's the Lumberjacks 7, Northland Pines nothing. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Where you bank does make a difference, a big difference. Cloverbelt Credit Union is celebrating being voted the best credit union for the third consecutive year in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. People know.
great rates for great service and for big difference benefits like free checking and a free check card that comes with rewards and benefits. You earn rewards points that are redeemable for all sorts of cool stuff just for using your CCU check card. Love that word, free? Right now, Cloverbelt is offering a special bonus. Finance any loan at CCU and you'll receive a free voucher that admits up to four people to Mount Olympus Water Park in Wisconsin Dells. How cool is that? Cloverbelt Credit Union is big on financing fun. Whatever you need to finance, CCU has the best rates, and for a limited time, a free voucher that admits up to four people to free Mount Olympus Water Park with any CCU loan. Details online at ccuwausau.com or call 715-842-5693. Clover Belt Credit Union, where you bank does make a difference.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at Eagle River, Northland Pines High School. And we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Willie Brand's been cruising right along, facing one over the minimum through three innings. That was a walk back in the third inning. Eight strikeouts in three innings of work for Brand here. And he faces Blake Mulkantine, the shortstop, to lead things off. He struck out his first time up. No changes defensively for the Lumberjacks as of yet. See if they continue to get a big lead here, whether or not they give the reserves some work here in this one. So Mulkantine will stand in and Brand ready to work. Now we've got a little delay as Mulkantine taking his time getting in the box here. What are we waiting on here? Robbie Govek having a conversation with Steve Heinrich on his way down to the third base coach's box. All right, now we're ready to go. Mulkantine will stand in and Brand ready to work. And the first pitch swung on and missed. He went after a high one out of the zone, and it's 0-1. Temperature continues to drop here, getting colder. Next pitch lays off a ball in the dirt, and it's 1-1. I'm still shocked that we were able to get this one in today, considering all of the rain in most of the state of Wisconsin. Rained all the way up here, but till about 10 minutes outside of town. Next pitch, that's down low, 2-1. And outside of a few drips back in the second inning, and even a little sleet, we've been okay. Next pitch fouled out of play. And it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch. Strike three called on the outside corner. Mulkantine didn't like it. But he's rung up for this first out of the inning. And that'll bring up Tim Ebert, the third baseman. Ebert struck out his first time up. And the pitch. That's grounded to short. Hiding's up with it. The throw time for the out. And that is the first player for, actually the second player for Northland Pines to put the ball in play here tonight. And there are two down here in the fourth inning. And Tanner Beeman, the catcher, will come up. He's the other one, flied out to left field. His first time up. Rob Govek having a conversation with the home plate umpire about something. Having some conversation, I think there's a question of whether or not they've lost the DH. They had a man scheduled a DH. I don't think he ever hit. So the question is, when he came out of the game, do they lose him or not? I think that's what they're discussing here. First on and missed by Beeman, and it's 0-1. They had to make that substitution back in the first inning when the right fielder rolled his ankle. Stretch by Brand in the pitch. That is grounded right back to the mound. Brand up with it. Throws across in time for the out. And a quick inning. 1-2-3 again for the Eagles. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left. And the score after four complete remains. Lumberjacks 7 and Northland Pines nothing. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Honey, how about a long walk tonight?
Our team has a lot of fans, and together, our victories have changed their lives.
Hey, Dad, beat you to the corner.
At Bone and Joint Center, we have nearly 20 top-performing providers.